Thank you, President. Over the course of last decades, we've witnessed an unprecedented digital transformation with global repercussions, generating huge opportunities for economic and social development, but has also major challenges, especially in developing countries. Ecuador, like many developing countries, faces obstacles to reap the benefits of digitization. The digital gap persists, limiting our capacities for innovation and access to developing technologies. Moreover, as we seek to close this divide, our countries also suffer disproportionately from the environmental consequences of the digital economy. Therefore, we welcome the UNCTAD report on the digital economy 2024, especially because it tackles a crucial theme, the intersection between digitization and environmental sustainability. The report notes that the developing countries, many of whom are key producers of minerals necessary for digital technologies, bear an environmental burden which is not equitably distributed. In Latin America, extraction of minerals like copper, which is necessary for digital infrastructure, has generated social and environmental challenges. What's urgently needed is greater transparency and responsible practices in digital supply chains to ensure that technological progress doesn't involve any greater environmental degradation or negative impacts on our communities. On that basis, there's the phenomenon of illegal mining, another challenge threatening not just the environment, also the peace and security of our nations and communities. The uncontrolled exploitation of minerals, undue use of chemicals and precursors frequently linked to illicit activities undermines efforts to achieve sustainable development. Digitization could offer innovative solutions to combat this scourge, improving, for example, traceability within supply chains, ensuring that minerals emanate from legal and sustainable sources. Furthermore, at a global level, production of digital devices is generating significant environmental impact. As the report says, in 2020, the technology sector contributed up to 3.2% of GHG emissions, an indicator which is expected to grow with the expansion of technologies such as AI and the Internet of Things. It's paramount for the international community to work to develop a normative framework that enables a transition towards a digital economy in a safe, secure, and open context, which closes the digital divide and promotes sustainable development. Ecuador joins this call. We think it's crucial for the developing countries not only participate in digitalization, but also benefit from it. This means bolstering our own capacities to transform our raw materials into products with greater added value and move towards efficient management of electronic waste, a growing problem in our region. The report notes that between 2010 and 2022, electronic waste grew 30%, and only 7.5% of that waste was adequately recycled in the developing countries. For digitalization to be truly inclusive, we must ensure that digital technologies don't aggravate inequalities or hurt our natural environment. Ecuador is in favor of a comprehensive approach which, under the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities, allows the developing countries to access technological tools that we need to mitigate climate change and at the same time minimize the environmental footprint. Finally, Ecuador reiterates its commitment to the SDGs and stresses the need for robust international cooperation that allows developing countries to play a full-fledged role within the global digital economy while protecting our planet. Thank you.